Today we're going to talk about Christian philosophy of the soul. So let's talk about the word philosophy is a theory. Christian is a biblically informed theory of the soul. And I will tell you that there's huge debate about the soul. Many believe that humans have no soul, that the soul is a metaphor, or that the soul can't be proved, therefore it doesn't exist. Many people believe that what we only have is basically a body, and then the thinking apparatus of the mind kind of can look like a soul, but it's just really all you are is your sum of your firings in the brain. And that's why we have so much when it comes to mental health, is sort of that would be how they would think of it. They believe that view of that's what the soul is. They would say the mental, the mind, the physical brain is the soul. They would call that materialism, that all there really is. Some philosophers believe that everything's an illusion, that that even the outside world is an illusion. There is no soul. All there is illusions, and what you're trying to do is construct some reality in the illusionary impulses that come to your brain. Soul centers come from the perspective of what is irresistibly self-evident that we all sort of see. Maybe we can't prove there is a soul by some scientific method, but nobody can prove that there isn't. And we, self-evidently and irresistibly so, know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we receive His Bible, the Word of God, as our foundational understanding of all of reality. So we create theories of reality around this book, the Bible. So Soul Centers is confident in saying there are places for souls to be fed, to grow, to be decluttered, to have happier lives. So it comes from a philosophy of soul centers, and we should talk about that. So remember, philosophy is a working theory, and everyone has working theories. Everyone is living them out, either spoken or unspoken, theories of reality. These theories are religious. I want to talk about that a minute. They're religious. They're not neutral. An evolutionistic theory that says that when your brain develops is when your humanity or the soul of you develops, that's different than the Christian view where God knits you together in your mother's womb. And before Isaiah chapter 1, before you were born, I knew you. You know, where God in His mind has your identity in His mind even before you're born. Now that's a theory of reality. So our theory of reality about our souls is that God has a plan for your life. It has a plan for everyone who walks into your soul center. So, and it's religious. Christian philosophy believes that God has revealed His word, the truth about Him and us. The Bible is the truth about God and His creation from God, the creator and redeemer of this creation. So we don't need to prove there is a soul. We believe there's a soul, and we believe that because God has created it, and He's revealed that He did it through His word, the Bible. So that's the religious starting point of soul centers. So we are a religious society that believes that God created souls. In Genesis chapter 3, we read, Yahweh God created living soul. He breathed the breath of life into the man, and he became a living soul. So, the human soul is real. It's not a metaphor. It's not constructed imagination. It is real because God made you and I real. You are real. If you are real, so your you is your soul. So we read Genesis 2:7. I'll read it again, this time directly from the passage. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So, made in the image of God, male and female, he made them, and he breathed into them the breath of life. So, when is a soul created? At the moment of conception. And we read from, this is Psalm 139, verse 13, "For you formed me in my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." God creates a human. Each particular human is a soul. Pretty powerful stuff. And Jesus saves souls. A Christian believes that the soul's salvation is accomplished through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and his victory over death. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." We believe the soul is the religious center of the person, and it's interesting that the soul is often talked about in the scripture as the place of the heart or the will of a person. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So, to review, the soul, a living soul. So, your soul as body and spirit, and then there in that soul lies your heart. So, the heart of your soul, your want or your will, and out of that come the issues of life. It's just, you know, fascinating. And out of your heart, your thinking is directed, and your spirit is something that God has created in you with your body, that as a soul you might live. And it's religious. It's very much. John Calvin said that the human heart is a factory of idols. The fallen human heart is a factory of idols. But that heart that's renewed through Jesus Christ is a new creation. So your soul is bodily. The soul is bodily. Your living soul is so connected to your body that Paul calls your body the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. "And don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God? You are not your own." Your soul is spiritual. It is spiritual and will be separated from your body when you die. As a Christian, the soul spirit goes to heaven when you die, and your body, so your soul slash body, is buried. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, Luke 23, verse 46, Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Now, there's so much debate, even sometimes amongst Christian circles, are we body, soul, spirit? Are we, are we a tripart, body, soul, spirit? And really, all the debates are great conversations. But this we know, that we were created a living soul. So as our flesh and blood this is very connected to our soulness. But we also have a spiritual side that prays, that thinks, that wills, that when we die, that spiritual part of our soul or our spiritual soul, spiritual/soul, is with the Lord in heaven, and our body/soul is buried until the final resurrection and Jesus rose from the dead, so that someday our bodies can be raised as spiritual bodies. In all of this, then, the body and the spirit connected then to our mind. And this is so interesting. Your soul's spiritual person is connected to your thinking attitude. It's how you order your world and how you are being transformed. It's how you learn and grow. We believe that mental health is positively affected when a soul walks with God. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12, verse 2, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may be able to prove what is good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God." There's so much discussion about mental health, and we are not here to say that there are not wonderful benefits to psychology and seeing a therapist and all that. I often find too that many of these therapy ideas are just really about love. They're taking the Proverbs and all of those things that we already have from the Bible. But we believe at Soul Centers that seeing it in a holistic way, that the mind and the body and the spirit are all connected to this living being created by God. And we might, have a debate philosophically about how all these things are related. And our theory might be a little different exactly than your theory. But it's about souls. But when we say souls, again, we're not saying that, souls like the Greek concept, that souls are pre-existent, they're genderless beings that have to inhabit this body, and the body is an evil place to be. No, we're saying that as our first parents, living souls, body and spirit, fell into sin, we get that there's brokenness in our souls. But in Jesus Christ, it then sings our soul, our full being, body and spirit, our mind, our emotions, our will, our heart, our religious center, all of it. When Jesus Christ has changed our life, He changes everything. And Soul Centers are about elevating Jesus Christ and glorifying Him and bringing in His Word, the Bible, as hope for souls around us in need of the reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation that God is bringing to Himself, His dearly beloved children. So as you are leading a Soul Center, yes, a little philosophy about the soul is needed, and that philosophy always centers around one thing. God created humans, body and spirit. They have a mind. They have emotions. They have a heart and all of this. And God is with us. And mental health, eternal life, happiness and joy, the fruit of the Spirit. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit to our spirits. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. All of that, that brings health and joy and life. So Soul Centers are about reaching souls and giving them the joy of salvation, the conviction of faith, about ministering to people who are looking for God, who find no rest till they rest in Thee.